Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
It's at the top of the class for two Gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. It's Double Stop CL Plus, another OSU Graze and Grain and Golden Grain wheat variety. Double Stop CL Plus is widely preferred by millers. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and it combines high yield, test weight, resilience, and show wheat quality in one variety. Double Stop CL Plus offers a competitive canopy, is acid soil tolerant, and stripe rust resistant. Double Stop CL Plus has been affirmed by the Wheat Quality Council. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Well, today's cattle futures market ended up today a little bit weaker on the front end here. Both feeder cattle and live cattle, with October lives down 62 at 98.10. December's down 60 at 104.35, and February down 17. A little bit of weakness here following a morning market that was just a little bit higher on the live cattle. Feeder cattle still mixed, though. The front end again was down, but the October was up 20. The November up 7.5 points at 133.97. And then hogs today, limit up for the second day in a row on the front end here, puts December up $4.50 at 68.70 on news that China was going to relax some of the import tariffs on pork and the idea that they probably will be in the U.S. market buying pork here pretty quickly. Boxed beef at midday also bounced up $1.17 on choice at 221.14, select up $1.33 at 199.93. The cash market this week looks like it's going to end up at 99 on the live cattle. We started off the week under pressure at 96 and then finished at 99. So that was thought to be a little bit positive here and a little bit helpful. We don't have any big reports till about two Fridays from now. We have the next cattle on feed report. Next Friday on the 20th will be the cattle on feed report, which will give us the latest indication on how many cattle have gone in, gone out, and are in the feedlots.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. It's Pollard Farms' 22nd annual female production sale, Saturday, September 14th at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma, featuring 194 registered Angus lots, or about 250 head. For more information or to download the catalog, go online to pollardfarms.com. That's pollardfarms.com, or you can call the ranch office at 580-758-1464. Pollard Farms' 22nd annual female production sale, Saturday, September 14th.
Today's grain market was higher here of corn. We're about 2 cents higher on the December corn at 369.25. Nove beans are up 2.75 at 898.25. And then the wheat's down a penny in Chicago, down about 3 to 4 in Kansas City. Cotton futures today held in there. They were up 7 at 62.28. That was about 110 points off of their high. Again, the big news regarding the agriculture sector is the China and U.S. kind of pulling back here a little bit on the trade talk and excluding some beans and pork from additional tariffs here. Back in July 18th of 2018, the Chinese added a 25% tariff to pork and beans. And so on September 1st, they added a 5 and 10%, and so they're not going to add additional tariffs here, which is kind of good. And the U.S. has done some reciprocal things back for the Chinese to help them out. And that's what's lifted the corn and beans here. Yesterday's USDA report was actually thought to be a little bit negative, but we have since rallied since then. And then also, Trump has been meeting with the biofuel people here from both the industry and the senators from those key states. Looks like there's some sort of a deal being on the brink there. And currently, the Dow Jones is up about 50 points. Natural gas is about unchanged to 4 cents higher, and crude oil is down 24 cents. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.